And welcome to the Edge Show at MMS 2013 at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. I'm Simon Perryman, Senior Technical Evangelist. I'm here today to talk about Linux and Unix management using System Center 2012. Now, I have two guests today who are part of the Linux team. Christopher, why don't you introduce yourself first?
Hi, thanks, Simon. My name is Christopher Bash. I'm a program manager in the Open Source Technology Center at Microsoft, and I work on Unix and Linux capabilities of System Center Operations Manager and Virtual Machine Manager.
Great. And John?
My name is John Tekatala. I'm also a program manager with the Open Source Technology Center, and my work is focused primarily around configuration management of Unix and Linux servers.
Great. Well, Christopher, why don't you tell us, what exactly does your team and your group do? What is this Linux team at Microsoft?
Sure. So the Open Source Technology Center is a product development organization within the Windows Server and System Center organization. And we do Unix and Linux capabilities across the System Center portfolio. We also work on Linux integration services in Hyper-V, the Linux agent for Azure, IaaS services. So it's kind of a one-stop center of excellence for Unix and Linux management and operations capabilities within the Microsoft portfolio.
Okay, well, let's talk a little more about the integration component for Hyper-V virtual machines. So Linux, of course, is open source. There's other people building this, writing this code. Yet how do we manage to get our Hyper-V integration components within that code base?
Well, that's an open source project. It is open. So we are
open to us as well?
Open to us as well. I'm sure there would be some who regret that. But so for the Linux integration services, the approach we took, because those services are driver-level integrations with the operating system, we're not shipping them as a bolt-on. So for the Linux integration services, they are developed against the Linux kernel. They are checked in through community review and checked into the Linux kernel, and then as a Linux vendor picks up the new kernel, they get the Hyper-V versions. So as we see with Linux kernel 3.0, the Hyper-V drivers are built into the kernel. Linux distro vendors pick that up. And we see cases like Ubuntu 12.04 that ships the full Hyper-V Linux integration server stack directly in the operating system.
Great. So what Linux distributions do we support?
So we are working on a broadening and unifying our list of supported distros. For Hyper-V, we support Ubuntu, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, CentOS, and Red Hat. Likewise in VMM, because VMM is very tied to Hyper-V in Linux support, it's the same distro list. In Operations Manager and Configuration Manager, we're monitoring not just and managing not just new deployments of Linux, but we're a broader set. So we have gone slightly broader there and added Debian and Oracle Linux support for Operations Manager, and we're adding that to Configuration Manager.
Great. Well, let's spend a few minutes on VMM. Tell me, how exactly does Virtual Machine Manager integrate with Linux?
That's a great question. So this is new capabilities as of System Center 2012 SP1. So in VMM, you can deploy a template that sets operating system properties like computer name and
administrator. Guest OS profile, right?
Exactly. That up until SP1 of System Center, that was exclusive to Windows. So what we've done for Linux is effectively replicated the unattend install capabilities of Windows and made something analogous for Linux. So a guest OS profile in SP1 now gives you an option to set Linux properties, host name, DNS domain name, root credentials, running some arbitrary commands, setting time zone. And those OS profiles fit into a VM template, which can roll up into a service template, and you can mix Windows and Linux machine images in a service template and deploy a heterogeneous service in one template.
So hang on, let me take a step back. Can you exactly tell us what is a service template?
Sure. A service template is a representation of multiple virtual machine images that can have many instances in one or more instances that allows